This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair on a Thursday, and once again, for the last time in the year 2016, I'd like to welcome to studio the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is also co-host of this segment we call Cinema Chat, and pre-Happy New Year to you.
Yes, yes, Happy New Year, and I hope everyone has a safe celebration here in just a few days.
You know what? We're about to enter 2017. We've been doing this together. We're going into our 23rd year.
That's amazing.
We met as young men. Now my prostate's larger than my ego.
Well, and, you know, there's a few football games that are being played around this time, too, I think.
I heard there's a Florida State game.
Yeah, and there's some kind of Buckeye thing going on.
That's going to be a disaster.
The 30th, I think it is.
Yeah, right? It's going to be a disaster.
Well, if the Buckeyes lose and it's a disaster, you can celebrate with
the movies.
By the way,
I am a Buckeye, but I'll be rooting hard for Michigan.
And we'll be rooting. I'll be rooting for the Big Ten. No, I will. So we have some just great films that are playing at the Michigan Theater right now. Manchester by the Sea is this tragic family drama that has great performances by Casey Affleck and Michelle Williams. 97% positive reviews. 85% of the people that see it like it, even though it's a kind of tragic in its composition. Kenneth Lonergan is the director. Just great, great stuff. Jackie has a bravura performance by Natalie Portman, and it's about Jackie Kennedy right around the Kennedy assassination in 1963.
Anybody who's seen it says she cannot miss out on being nominated for an Oscar award.
Absolutely. And same thing with Casey Affleck for actor.
Yeah.
So anyway, two great performances there. And then La La Land, which is leading the buzz for the best film of the year.
When's the last time we had a really big hit musical?
Well, there hasn't been one, and lots of folks have tried it. Peter
Bogdanovich. Chicago was pretty big, right?
Yeah, Chicago was pretty big. Francis Coppola, One from the Heart. And so a lot of people have tried to do it, but this one just hangs together, and the critics love it, 93% positive review, and everybody that goes to see it, over 90% of the people love it.
I have to see it. So. I have to challenge myself, because I typically don't like musicals. I avoid them. But, I mean, 93% of people can't be wrong, right?
Absolutely. Very cleverly done. And it's got J.K. Simmons in it. It's got Emma Stone, and it's got Ryan Gosling as the leads. The director, Damien Chazelle, has just been praised up and down. And it was actually put together by Damien Chazelle, who when he made it was 31 years old. Justin Hurwitz, who was the composer, is 31 years old. And then the lyricist, Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, who are from the University of Michigan, were also 31 years old. So they all combined. All of them have gotten a Golden Globe nomination for their work. And the story of Benj Pasek and Justin Paul is really compelling for us here in the Ann Arbor area. Now, one of my highlights of 2016 was going to New York for Maze and Blue on Broadway, which was a tribute to Brent Wagner, who was the director of the musical theater program. And Benj Pasek and Justin Paul just speak glowingly of the University of Michigan's
Their experience with him has obviously served them very well.
Absolutely. So they came to Ann Arbor, came to the University of Michigan to be performers, and they discovered they met each other at the University of Michigan and have been writing songs since they were freshmen. They did a musical in Ann Arbor at the Carytown Concert House called Edges, which essentially became their calling card, but it's been performed all over the East Coast in particular, and it provided them an access to folks like the guy who wrote Avenue Q, Jeff Marks, who also is a University of Michigan student that went through the musical theater program. And they found a lot of connections in New York through this University of Michigan musical theater program. And they just talk extremely glowingly. They said that the University of Michigan musical theater program is the Hogwarts Academy of musical theater. It's a very magical place. It's very cool. And they had the specialized training of a musical conservatory, which the U of M Music School is very good. And they also had this big college of experience about performing on big stages with audiences to see and experience what they did. And they just felt incredibly lucky to be here.
You know, I don't know how many times during the course of the year as we talk about movies that are opening, people who are starring, people who are writing, directing, have that relationship to the University of Michigan. You know, if you're paying attention, you know that it is one of the premier programs anywhere anywhere in the country.
Absolutely, absolutely. So they talk glowingly about that. But then they also talk about the fact that, you know, when they were here, they just were passionate about Angelo's and Cafe Zola, and that Pizza House is where they went for a post-show and post-rehearsal gathering. So anyway, a real compelling local story with Ben Pasek and Justin Paul for La La Land. So if you're not compelled to go by the great reviews, by the glittering quality of the film, go just to support some local folks.
Exactly right. You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting along alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins, here for the final Cinema Chat of 2016.
Well, and we have to talk about a year in review. And, you know, I got to say that La La Land, Manchester by the Sea, Jackie, Moonlight, which we just finished up, are leading the buzz for best film. You know, maybe not Jackie. Jackie's for Natalie Portman. But they're really compelling to go see. And then there's the films that I haven't seen that are in the awards hunt. Fences, which is
Denzel Washington, yeah, right?
Miss Sloan, which stars Jessica Chastain. Elle, which is Isabelle Huppert, the French actress, which we will be playing sometime soon. It hasn't played the market. 20th Century Women, which stars Annette Bening. And it's this very interesting story about a 1970s mom and the son, and it's from the son's point of view, and about how she was a single mom that was really, you know, pioneering in a lot of ways, but she was really resistant about feminism. And it's a very interesting story told from its teenage son's point of view.
And Annette Bening is awesome.
Absolutely. The Edge of 17, which stars Hallie Stanfield, which has gotten great, great reviews. I haven't seen that yet. Moana, which is the Pixar animated film that's gotten great reviews. Zootopia, which has got great reviews. Rogue One, which is the new Star Wars film, which you won't go see. Hell and High Water, which is this Western that got great acclaim,
which I will see.
And Nocturnal Animals. So all of those films are I haven't seen yet, so I can't put them on my list of favorites, but they're very, very well reviewed. But, you know, think about all the great films that played in 2016.
And so many coming out right here at the end of the year.
That's right. That's right. But from earlier this year, there were two films that were done on older women who were socialite folks that had singing careers. One was French. It was called Marguerite, and it was based on this New York character, Florence Foster Jenkins. But then Meryl Streep did Florence Foster Jenkins, and on and on and on. Great documentaries, The Beatles, Frank Zappa, Iggy Pop all had documentaries made on them, and lots of great Cinetopias to film. So anyway, there were just so many great films released in 2016.
To be optimistic for 2017.
Absolutely. The democratization of filmmaking and the great artists that are out there have, there's a great deal of hope for 2017.
Well, for Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we wish you a happy and safe new year, and we will get together once again in 2017. Enjoy the rest of your holiday break. This is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Happy New Year from Holiday Central at WEMU.